Do you have any homework?
Just some math practice, Dad.
We'll take care of that, then you can watch TV.
All right.
By the way, how was your day?
You ask me that every day.
And every day, I want to know what's going on. I'm a dad. It's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
Then if you know, spill it. Tell me about your day.
Well, strength and conditioning was good. I learned some new stuff there.
Yeah, that's a fun part of your day. But tell me about your educational classes.
Well, I finished a writing assignment for Mr. Graham, a science experiment for Ms. Thompson, and we took a quiz in social studies.
How did you do?
I think I aced it.
Awesome.
Of course. You did help me study. You always do.
It's like I've always said.
No matter what, I'll always be there for you.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I should find a new way of saying it.
Thinking of Mom?
I'm sorry. I just wish she was here to see what an incredible young man you are becoming.
I miss her too.
don't you have some homework to do? I'll get to supper. Oh, just a reminder. I have to go to the city tomorrow to pick up some things for work.
Got it.
Now, homework.
Got it.
Then supper.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Good.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation, More Than Words. This story is loosely based on an actual event and was chosen for its profound look at love.
Do you see that, Teddy?
Yep, it's a bus.
That's right. And next year, you get to ride it to school.
Yay! And you're gonna come with me, right?
Well, Mommy already went to school. Now it's your turn.
But I don't want to go if you're not there. It will be scary.
You want to grow up big, strong, and smart like Daddy, right?
Yes, but...
That's why you need to go to school, Teddy.
Daddy is pretty strong.
He sure is. And do you remember what he always says?
No matter what, I'll always be there for you. Why does he always say that?
I don't know for sure. But it must mean something pretty special. It must mean something pretty special. It must mean something pretty special.
Teddy, wake up. Wake up, son.
Daddy?
Something has happened, son. No matter what, I'll always be there for you.
I'll always be there for you.
I'll always be there for you.
Hey, you. Everything okay?
What? Yeah, just remembering.
Let's go. I can't be late for Mr. Johnson's class.
I hope you two finished your project.
What project?
The one that counts for 25% of your final grade.
He's kidding. He took it to class early this morning.
Just in time, boys. Take your seats. Open your books to page 134. Now, just like yesterday, we're going to continue a lesson on diagramming sentences. Now if...
Officials are indicating mass devastation in the town of Point Constant this morning. The governor has stated he will be on the fast track to declare the entire region a disaster area. The president will likely follow suit. Hundreds are reported missing. 23 have been reported dead, and that number is likely to rise. However, the most compromising issue facing the town revolves around the Point Constant High School, which officials have indicated has suffered a complete collapse. Rescue and recovery efforts have begun. Keep up to date with all the details by visiting our website. We'll return with more news in a moment.
Do you ever wish that there was a better way to keep in touch?
Ted.
Communication is an important...
I've only heard from 14 of you. Can anyone else hear me?
are we gonna get out of here? It's so dark.
Please try and stay calm. I'm sure rescue crews are trying to figure out how to reach us right now.
How can you be sure?
Sarah, I know you're scared, but sometimes you just have to have faith that something good will come out of something bad.
How can anything good come out of this?
I'll be honest. I don't know. But I believe.
This is ridiculous. We're all gonna die down here, and you believe.
Hey, Sarah. Take it easy on Ted.
Why?
Believing in the best was the only way he made it through his mom's death a few years back.
He lost his mom?
Yeah.
Don't I feel stupid.
You're new this year, so there's no way you could have known.
What are you doing, Ted?
I'm using my cell phone.
You have service?
No, but I can use it kind of like a flashlight.
So, is there a way out?
I don't see one. But look at that.
What is that?
Well, I'll be.
Look! A set of corner beams dropped like a roof, and they're holding up all the debris that should have crushed us.
Sometimes you just have to have faith that something good will come.
What?
Just thinking out loud.
Excuse me, sir, but you're going to have to leave. This is an unstable area, and...
My son is in there. Are you going to help me get to him?
Look, we're trying to get some sound detection equipment to see if it's even viable to try.
My son is in this school. Unless you're willing to help me, then can you just let me get back to work?
Okay, you need to know that the Point Constant Police Department cannot endorse your activity.
Okay, duly noted.
What's that guy doing?
His son was in that school. I mean, he's trying to rescue him on his own.
Look, mister, it's not safe. There could be a collapse at any moment.
Are you here to help?
If we can find a way in, sure. But the way you're going about it just doesn't make sense.
So I've been told.
How long has he been at it now?
10 hours. Well, the good news is there have been no collapses.
Our equipment suggests this is a very unstable area.
Seriously, you need to get out of there. I don't want to be responsible for your death.
So will you help?
I can't help. But look, I've been told to stand down. The only reason that I'm here is because of you.
Can you pray?
Sure, but...
You pray that I can reach my son!
What is that?
Sounds like the debris is moving.
Maybe it's Ted's dad.
It is.
How can you be so sure?
Last night he told me, no matter what, I'll always be there for you.
So that makes you believe it's him.
It does.
It's been a full day since a seismic incident rocked the little town of Point Constant. In a twist that seems fraught with futility, there is one man, Joe Thomas, who has defied the police and the fire department and has been digging through the rubble. Why? He's convinced his son is in the northwest corner, so hour after hour, he continues to dig. Crowds have gathered to watch. No one is willing to brave the instability of the rubble. We'll keep you updated as we are able. Reporting live from the Point Constant High School, I'm Mark Huxley.
We're never getting out of here, are we?
I honestly don't know, Sarah.
We're gonna die down here.
You don't know that, Sarah.
Look, not all of our classmates made it. And we're stuck down here. No food, no water. If you follow logic, this will be our tomb.
I think I agree with Sarah. All the belief in the world doesn't change the fact that we're buried.
My dad will be here.
How can you be sure?
Because he told him so.
That's right. And until I take my last breath, I choose to believe my dad.
Mr. Thomas, it's been 36 hours.
Will you help me now?
I've been told recovery teams will be here in the next couple of hours. As much as I hate to do it, I have orders to physically remove you when they arrive.
I made a promise!
Look, I can respect that, Mr. Thomas, but I'm afraid that too much time has passed.
And more time passes as I work alone.
No one will crawl onto the rubble with you, right? It's just not safe.
My son is not safe, so I dig.
Stop that.
Students, let's gather under the beam. I think something is shifting.
So is this how it ends?
I believe.
Teddy? Teddy?
Mom?
Yes, dear. How are you?
I've been better.
I suppose.
Am I dead, Mom?
No, but something will happen. Soon. Hang on, son. It will be over soon. It will be over soon enough.
Mr. Thomas, the recovery team is here. You know I don't want to remove you. You also know that I am impressed with your dedication to your son. But you've been here for 38 hours, and... Mr. Thomas, please, come down from the debris. Mr. Thomas, please, come down from the debris. Look, Mr. Thomas, please come down from the debris.
Teddy!
Let's get him out of there.
Teddy!
Dad?
Am I hearing things?
Son! Son, are you okay? Son! Ted!
Dad?
It's me, Dad! Are you alright?
Tired, cold, hungry, and thirsty.
Mr. Thomas, I'm gonna throw you a rope, alright? Use it to rescue your son.
Thank you! Thank you! Teddy, I'm lowering a rope. Please tie it around your waist, and I'll...
No, Dad.
No? Why?
There are 13 others here, and I can wait. Bring them up first. So, have I made a believer out of you?
Perhaps.
I'm ready, Dad.
Thanks, Ted.
In a time when Point Constant has suffered the worst earthquake on record, when hundreds of lives were lost, the faith of one man has been used to demonstrate a miracle in this small town. Joe Thomas defied all odds. Despite multiple warnings from local authorities, Thomas continued digging for nearly 2 days. He was within minutes of being removed by the authorities when a lone voice called from a small pocket beneath the rubble. And in what perhaps is the miracle story of this tragedy, 14 people were reunited with their families today, showing the power of belief has a strength beyond our comprehension. I'm Mark Huxley, and it's a better day in Point Constant.
By the way, Ted, how was your day?
You ask me that every day.
And every day, I want to know what's going on. I'm your dad. That's what I do.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not sure you'd believe me if I told you.
Try me. You might be surprised.
We all look for someone to believe in. Someone so trustworthy that there's no doubt that you can rely on them completely. Teddy's father was just such an individual. For many of us, we'll search for that individual for a long time. But a trustworthy love is always based in commitment. You've been listening to More Than Words. We'd like to thank our cast. John Daynard is Dad. Ben Childs is Ted. Katie Daynard is Mom. Ryan Haskell is Isaac. Monty Klecker is Chris. Destiny Garza is Sarah. Joni Daynard is Young Ted. Patrick Green is Mr. Johnson. Dave Wagner is Policeman. Otis Gyrie is Fireman. Delvin Kinzer is Announcer. And Nicholas Tobiasen is Commercial Voice. More Than Words was written and produced by Glenn Haskell. Mixed by Mike Hennessy. Executive producer and webmaster Captain John Tatterzak. Script editor Cheryl Collins. Music by Incompetech.com. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Glenn Haskell. This is an original production of Misfits Audio, copyright 2014. All rights reserved.